deli's.
Oh, that's good.
What was it, peppermint or something?
Yeah, peppermint shot.
All right. So let's continue. So let's continue in the Gemara. Okay. So we finished with the Shani Chila Divin Fafea. Okay. So the other Gemara is like this, right? The top Zayvav. Zayzayin. So he says Uba Chilev Oser. So the Gemara is saying now that by tzli, when you cook the when you roast the gedi with the chalev, so the chalev is mefafea, it spreads all over, it bubbles up, and like Rashi says, v'holeichu mespashet b'chol abaser. So we explain that's different than bishul, because bishul is you have the rotave, you have the juices are the juices are bringing the tam throughout the whole pot, right? And the process of cooking causes all the juices to bring the tam throughout the pot. But by tzli you don't have that because there's no medium. Bishul is with a medium. You're cooking in something. So by tzli, the only issue would be not the tam. The tam would only go by tzli, according to the Tosfos, only kedei netila. But the question is, does the substance of iser itself spread out on its own? So that's something like chalev. Chalev is something that gets liquefied when you cook it, and it spreads out on its own. So the iser itself is mispashet. Whereas by bishul, the tam of the thing gets melded into the rest of the pot. Okay? So that's the question. So the question questions this. So b'chalev also v'hamara barachana. Uvda hava kamed Rabbi Yochanan b'kenishta demon b'gedi shetzalu b'chalbo. So they had a case where they roasted the gedi with the chalev. V'asu v'shailua l'Rabbi Yochanan. So they brought the question to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? What should we do? V'amar kolef v'ochel atshem agil l'chalbo. So Rabbi Yochanan said that it's mutter to eat the gedi, you just can't eat the chalev. So that seems to go against, that seems to contradict the idea that the chalev is mefafer. Okay? So the Gemara is like this. Hahu kochosh hava. That one was kochosh. What's kochosh? What?
Lean.
It was a lean lamb. Huh? The whole animal. The whole animal was kochosh. So what does that mean? So let's take a look at Tosas. So the two pshatim over here. So Tosas is like this. Hahu kochosh hava. Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam kochosh hava. Ulekach shori. Dechelev kochosh eino mefafea. So Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is a little difficult, but he says it was lean, and therefore what? And therefore it's mutter. Why? Because the chelev kochosh is not mefaveh. There's two types of chelev according to Rabbeinu Tam. So what's kochosh really modifying ultimately? The chelev. Saying it's a different kind of chelev. Okay, that's the first pshat. Ve'od yesh lomar, kochosh havi, v'yesh bo ma'at cholov, u'botl b'shishim. So what's the second pshat? Kochosh hava is what? Point to the second pshat, what's kochosh hava? The gedi. In other words, in terms of pshat, there are two pshatim. What does it mean, kochosh hava? It was lean. According to Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, it is the chelev. Okay? And the Gemara is saying that not every chalev has the property of being mefafea. That if the animal is lean, then what? Then the lean chalev is not mefafea. Difficult pshat. But the second pshat is what? That is batal b'shishim. That it was a very lean animal, and it has regular chalev. But most animals will not have shishim against their own chalev. But this animal has shishim against its own chalev.
Very little chalev.
Right. Kochosh means it was a lean animal.
Right.
So it only had a little bit of chalev. So you have shishim against the chalev.
Why can't you just... That should be it.
Right, so he's saying the stam cat, the stam lamb does not have shishim. Stam lamb is, that's what we're saying, stam normal lamb does not have shishim. Like there are certain, like the Gemara says, there are certain umdanas. I mean, there are certain umdanas. Like Gemara says, you never have a pot. You don't have a pot, like we discussed before. You don't have a pot whose volume is shishim against its that the container. You don't have a pot that the volume which is contained within it. In other words, the usable space of the pot is 60 times the metal. Now, of course you have a, because halacha is as long as you have bittul b'shishim, everything is good, right? So let's say you cook in a treif pot, right? So it's an umdana. It's just a reality that the way pots are constructed, you could do it. You could make a strain. Maybe today's metals are different, but there's certain standing assumptions, that certain standing realities that the pot, that the contents of the pot. If you have a 5-quart pot, right? You have a 60-quart pot. Then the volume of the metal is more than a quart. It's just the way the pots are. So there's an umdana, apparently the regular gedi, the way a gedi is, it has more chalev than shishim. But this was a kachash, it was an unusual case. An unusual case, you have bittul b'shishim. But what's the nafkamina? What's the halachic? Yeah.
What is chalev?
No, so chalev is the fat on a kosher animal that you can't eat. There's a part of the kosher animal that you can't eat. That's called the fat that the makriv on the mizbeach is treif, is asr to eat.
When they're like shechting a cow or something, that you could just take off that one piece.
Right.
You can take the whole thing, or it's always but the shishim. Like
No. You take out the chalev before you cook it. That's what you do. You take out the chalev before you cook it.
I'm saying it's in a specific location. You can take it out.
Yeah, it's in the back. It's by the kidneys, right? By the kidneys. By the tail, the fatty tail of the.
You can eat the whole thing, can't you?
No. No, it's the case. Once again, the case is that they cook the gedi with the chalev in it, right? So the chalev could be internal, could be they can't get to it right away. So kolif ochel means just eat it. Kolif means to take peel it off, keep peeling off layers and eating it, and then just throw out the chalev. That's all it means.
What do you mean you're cutting up till there? Because at that point you're gonna, when you get to that, you're
at that point, according to Tosis, you're gonna need to take a kedi natila. No, but the point is like, right?
Oh, it's been good.
The thumb's worth.
Okay.
Oh, you weren't here when we did that. Moshe, you there? Okay. Just to show you this idea inside. If you take a look at the first at the Rashi on Elishin Nisbasho on Lo Shonu Elishin Nisbasho, right? So he says Lo Shonu Dechi Yeshbo Benosin Tam Kol Yerach Asura Elishin Nisbasho Sheharotev Maale Hatam B'Chol Abasar. See, rotave, that's the liquid. The liquid medium that the thing is cooking in is called the rotave. Okay? So by bishul, the rotave takes the tam all throughout the whole pot. That's what cooking is. Cooking is a melding of tam. Any connoisseurs here? Any gourmets? No? So cooking is a melding of tastes. Right? So the rotave takes the tam everywhere. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I can say the isser is right here. What am I worried about the rest of the pot? Because it's the tam of the isser I'm worried about now, and the rotave brings the tam throughout the whole pot. Okay, and that's what Rashi says. It's mala hatam b'kol abasa. Correct. But when the Gemara says, and that's only by bishul. That's only by bishul. That phenomenon only exists by bishul. But tzli has no rotave. That's the definition of tzli. No rotave. Okay? By tzli, the Gemara says, so why is the tzli asr because it was cooked with the chalev? Why is the tzli asr because it was cooked with the chalev? There's nothing that may be the tam. So if you look carefully at the words, Rashi says, mifafeya, mivatzveis, means it bubbles, v'holech u'mispashet b'chol abasar. You understand the Lashon? The Lashon? What's the difference between the Lashon? In the first Lashon, Rashi is saying the tam goes through the rest of the pot. Over here, he's talking about the thing itself. The substance itself. have to start thinking categorically here. Okay, the substance itself—that's the issue by Bishul, by Tzli. By Bishul, the issue is the tam, right? And by Tzli, the only issue is if the substance itself is mispashit, because there's no medium to mix the tam in. Okay, so then the Gemara says, if that's the case, so that's why chaylev is different, because the chaylev itself spreads around. So then the Gemara says, "Ubechelav aser." The Gemara challenges this premise of the Gemara. The Gemara challenges this proposition that chelav is mafeir, because there was a maiso with Rabbi Yochanan that they brought a gedi to him that was roasted with the chelav and he matted it. Right. So what do you mean chelav is mafeir? How is he matted the gedi? So the Gemara says because it was kochosh. It was kochosh. So, kochosh. So, one second. So, kochosh means lean, right? What's the, there's a kochosh and, the kochosh is lean. So there's two pshatim, there are two interpretations of what it means, hahu, kochosh, hava. And we want to explore the theoretical differences between the two, okay? So, one second. So first pshat is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, The gedi was lean, and therefore its fat is different from regular fat. It's lean fat. Lean fat is not mefafer. Kochosh hava ulekach shari. Dechelev kochosh ain mefafer. But even though we say chelev is mefafer, but chelev kochosh is not mefafer. So what, how would you define chelev kochosh? Just practically speaking, how would you define chelev kochosh? We need to speak to a farmer. We need to speak to a farmer, but I would assume that there's the most minimal nodes. There's apparently fat that is just part of the anatomy of the animal intrinsically, right? Like a bone and sinew. There's just the natural makeup of the animal. Bone, sinew, flesh, fat. That's the basic thing. And then you can fatten an animal, and it'll add to the component of fat. So he's saying the natural fat is kachosh, the fat that it gets from grazing and being fattened. That's like in a person. No matter how skinny a person is, he has body fat. Everybody has body fat. So, but there's the minimal structural fat, right? And then there's the extra fat. So he's saying only the extra fat has the quality of mefafea. The structural fat, I don't know the right terminology, would not. Right? No matter how skinny you get something, it's going to have a little bit of fat.
What do you mean? You're saying that the two different parts are different?
Yeah. He's saying the added fat has a different quality. The fat that accumulates from stuffing is a different quality than the fat that's just natural fat. And the second pshat is, kochosh is referring to the animal itself. First pshat is saying kochosh is modifying the chelev. It's a different type of chelev. It's the natural lean chelev. Right? It's the lean chelev. Second pshat is, kochosh is talking about the animal itself. Not that the chelev is any different. The chelev is mefafeh, just like any other chelev. But lemaisa, you have bittel b'shishim, right? Yesh bo ma'at chelev. It only has a little bit of chelev, and it's 1/60. It's 1/60 of the entire animal, so it's bittel. Not so. The nafkamina is what? The obvious nafkamina is what? Is whether you can say chelev that there's a certain type of chelev that's not mefafeh. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you can say there's a chelev that's not mefafeh, and then it doesn't matter if there's shishim, right? According to the second pshat, there's no such thing as two types of chelev, and the only question is whether there's shishim. But we'll see in a minute. There's another nafkamina. Yeah, is there a bittel? No, there's a rule. Bittel only. The bittel is only if it's nicker. You'd only be talking about the stuff that was liquefied as nicker. It is bittel. Anything that's ever nick. Whenever anything is nicker, meaning identifiable, it never is bittel. Bittel and identifiable are contradictory terms.
It's different
chelev. Different chelev. No, it's when we say
that's edible chelev. That's That's not either.
No, you can never eat the chela that you find.
So, I see. So, there, you say, in other words, regardless, if it's identifiable, you can't eat it.
Right. Bottle means the bittle would apply to the chelev that did liquefy according to the second pshat and is absorbed into the buster that we can't identify anymore. Right? That chelev is bottle because it's less than 60. It's less than 60. It's less than 1/60. As a matter of fact, there's an interesting question in the Ramah brings down an interesting shita that we say that anything that's nicker is not bottle. Right? So the Ramah holds that if you have let's say treif oil. Let's say oil that's not kosher. I guess it would be like a chelev type case. In a soup, right? Anybody over here see chicken soup being made? So the oil will go to the top. So he holds that if there's a way, even though right now it's mixed, if there's a way to separate the isser from the heter, that's still considered nicker, and bittel would not work. Okay, even if it's potentially nicker, there's a way to cool it down. If you cool it down and it'll rise to the top, that's called nicker. You can't even though it's bottle, even though it's 1/60th right now and it's not visible right now, that's still called that's still usher.
But you could remove it needed.
So you would still need shishim. You would always still need shishim because we're worried about the tom. We're still worried about the tom. Can't be mavatal the substance when the substance is nicker.
But if you took off what was nicker,
right,
and then you were left with something that was less than shisha.
Yes, you can eat it. Correct. Okay. So like I said, the obvious nafkamina in this tosfos is whether there is such a thing as chelev that's not mefafea. But what's not so obvious is the other nafkamina. So let's take a look at the Ran, because the Ran expresses it clearly. It's also an interesting lesson to realize how deep each thing is, how deep each point is meant. Where is the Ran? The Ran is on 68. Or if you feel frumer, Lama Dalet on the base. Okay, he says, Gidish etzolo b'chalbo. Right? Shalo not al chelav akolios, like Aaron said. He did not remove the fat of the kidneys. Also lechol afilu meireish une. Right, different way of saying the ear. Afilu meireish ozna, she'en sham chelav, my time is a cave in the chelav, mifafea mivla bikula gufe. Bikula gufe. So it's absorbed. The chelav itself, again, is absorbed in the whole guf. V'yesh mefarshim, Dahainu dafka kigon she'ein bigidi shishim levatel hachelev. Whose pshat is that? That's the second pshat in Tosfos. That's the second pshat in Tosfos. Because according to the second pshat, what's the difference between the case where Yochanan was matir and the standard case? Just a question of whether you have shishim. Right? So you see that what? That according to that pshat, bittel b'shishim works by chelev. Okay? Oval hechadika shishim kaven the mafafea bottle hill. Oval haro'ah, okay, the ro'ah, he was a contemporary of the Rashba. Kosav, the ain chelev mafafea mispato batzlili olam. He says, the chelev that's mafafea is never bottle. See, that's really another nafkamina. According to the first pshat in Tosos, he doesn't want to say it's bottle b'shishim. Why is he coming up with this idea of kachosh chelev? You have to realize, it's because he doesn't hold you can be mevatel chelev. You understand? You have to realize the implication of what he's saying. He's not just the choice over here. Not just he liked this pshat. The nafkamina between the two pshatim is both sides. We notice the first side. The first nafkamina is easy, whether there's a chelev that's considered kachosh or not mefafea. But in truth, the other side is also nafkamina. Rabbeinu Tam apparently would reject, like the Ra, the idea that chelev, even though it's less than 1/60th, will be bottle. But why not? Why not? Hold on. He says like this. Dibikidera hu shemispatel. The only time we say things are bottle, the only time we say things are bottle is in the pot. Why? Mipnei sharotev molech ha'iser bishoveh. Because the pot, it's a melting pot. And everything gets distributed evenly. Oval bitzli shehu mifafeya me'atzmo. But by tzli, what happens? There's no rotev. There's no rotev to even things out. Right? A pot boils and it keeps turning things over. Constant turnover. But there's a medium that's going to keep mixing things. But the chelev, but by tzli, there's no medium that's mixing things. You're relying on the motion of the object itself. So he says, that's not an even motion. That's not an even motion. Efshar shahar be mimeno miskanes bimokom echad. It's possible that a lot of the chelev bunched up in one spot. Hilkach afilu b'shishim lo batel. That's why, even if there's shishim, it's not batel. So that would mean that what? Why isn't it batel? Not because he doesn't know from bittel b'shishim, right? It's an interesting idea. Not because he doesn't know from bittel b'shishim, but he's choshesh that you don't really have shishim. Now shishim means that the whole mixture has the ratio. Every spot of the mixture has the ratio of shishim. But that's dependent on the thing going b'shoveh. That's dependent on it being b'shoveh. And it's spreading evenly. But if it's not even, so then you could say, well, you don't know where. Maybe this spot has more than shishim. Maybe one spot has more than shishim. Therefore, you can't eat the whole thing. Right?
More than likely.
According to him, right.
Yeah, when you're roasting it, and the fat is concentrated in this air cavity, and you're only roasting it.
Right. So that's why we're machmir. We're machmir like that. So we hold... But we're machmir almost exactly like that. We're machmir like this. We say that if there's tzli, you need to take, if there's tzli and there's shishim, you still need to take the kedei netila. In other words, we say, I believe that's Levi Paskin, that if there's tzli, right, and you have shishim in the heter against the iser, so we say it's mutter. But we're machmer to take the first 1 inch around, because we say maybe it bunched up in that inch, but past that we assume it's all even. You ever see that? No, the netilah around the chelev, the netilah around the iser, the netilah that surrounds the iser. We're choshish on that.
That you can't eat anyway.
No, if you would really hold bittel b'shishim, you could eat. Apparently, if you hold bittel b'shishim, you could even eat down to the mamish, down to the thing.
Yeah.
Not like Tosfos. No, because Tosfos was talking about a case where you didn't have bittel b'shishim. It was Tosfos talking about the gedi, with the gid, with the tam. Here, you're saying that it's a good question. You mean the tam itself? I mean, what about the tam around the tam around the thing?
Yeah,
1 second. So here, here's the Mechaber in Kufhei, Sifhei. He says, Oval gedi shomein shetzolo b'chalbo. If you roasted a fat gedi with its chelev, im ein b'chola gedi shishim keneged kol achelev shebo aser. Lechol, afilu me rosh ozno, shekevin shu shomein mefafeya bekulo. So he holds like the second day in Tosus, right? That it's usher, he says, if you don't have shishim. Avlimu kochosh, if it's lean, afa pishein bo shishim, keneged kol achelev shebo, eino oser, elekedei netila, shachelev shel behema kochusha kochoshu betivo, veino mefafeya. He says that what? That there's chelev, if the chelev itself is kochosh, it's not mefafeya.
He holds both.
Va'afilu chatichas ha'iser kechusha, v'chatichas ha'heter shenitzlis ima shemena, iser mefafeya bekula. That's a problematic statement. Anyway, we'll have to gloss over that. V'chol davar sheyesh lo piapua shenofa l'mokom yadua me'achaticha v'tzli af pi sheyesh b'chaticha shishim levatel iser tzarech netilas mokom. So he says that's what I was saying, that we hold that even if you have shishim, you still need the tilas makom. You still need the tilas makom. Now he says the shach says the Maharai holds where you have bittul b'shishim, then you don't need the tilas makom. See, that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. I mean, if you're going to say, so we're machmir like that. We're machmir like that. So that's the question. Do you say that once you have, you say that the that mefafeya is like bishop? You say that mefafeya works like bishop, and that's the question really. Once you're saying mefafeya, does he say now it works like bishop? So if it works like bishop, you have shishim. Well, it's like bishul, but it's like bishul, but it's through its own. It's bishul, but without a medium. It's its own phenomenon. Or do you say no? It's a different thing entirely, and you can't compare bishul to tchev. I don't really know how you. You have to try to prove it from the sugya. So the Ran tries to disprove the ra from a sugya, but conceptually that's the question. Okay. Okay, Rabin bar Rav Ada Omar Kilchis Beilfis Havav Osu Shailua L'Rabbi Yochanan. Another case, a different case. There was treif fish that were cooked in a pot of meat. Okay, treif fish cooked in the pot of meat. Totally new topic here. And they brought it to Rabbi Yochanan. They brought the shaila to Rabbi Yochanan. Of Omar Lahu Litame Kfeil Armo. So he said, go have a non-Jewish chef taste it. Have a non-Jewish cook taste it. Okay? So Rashi says, Litame kfeila nachtom oved kochavim, a non-Jewish cook. But it's a professional, right? Not a balabayas. So nachtom is a professional. Vashmo inon dimutter lismocholov lefi tumo. Interesting Rashi. He says, what do we see from this? That you can trust the guy mefi tumo. What does that mean? In his innocence. Okay, meaning to say, v'lo yodi'uhu shetzrichen lo lidvar iser v'heter. Just casually say, I made this soup, you want to try some? Tell me what you think. Right? But you can't tell him why. Can't come running to him and say, I dropped tray of fish in my soup. Right? You gotta just pretend like it's just a casual thing. Mefitumo. That's what it means. Mesiach lefitumo. That's the expression that comes up a lot. Right? You gotta just ask him according to his. You gotta go for his tom qualities. Not tes, ayin, mem. Tough mem. Right? His innocence. That's Rashi, but let's look at Tosus. Tosus says, "Samchim na kfeila, afagav dovik chavim hu, kaven de kfeila hu lo mashaker, shelo yafsedum naso." So it's mashur from Tosus. That doesn't matter. It's mashur from Tosus. What? Tosus says that why do you need a kfeila? Now the question is, why do you need kfeila? So what's Tosus saying? Tosus saying, "Afagav dovik chavim hu." Right? What role does kfeila play according to Tosfos? Definitively, what does kfeila do according to Tosfos? Ne'amonis. Ne'amonis. Right? So, according to Tosfos, you have a problem. The problem is a guy has no ne'amonis. Right? So, we get a professional whose reputation is at stake. Right? And we ask him. And since he's a professional, he's not going to want to get known that he tasted something and couldn't detect the tom of the fish. Because you're going to find out in a minute, too. And that's another idea here. You're going to know. If he tells you it's okay, you'll taste it. Right? So you'll know that he's a liar. And it's going to be bad for his professional reputation. So what do you see? You see, one thing is that what? One thing you see is that you don't need the kfeila, according to Tosfos, for the tom itself. Right? In other words, when we say that tom is usser, it's just the tom that a regular person would taste. Tosis is not saying you need to take the kfela because he has a more distinguished palate. Not because he has a more refined palate. Right? He just, it's the taste of the common man. The common man's taste. That's what tam is. Okay, if someone has a super sense, that wouldn't be usher. That wouldn't be a problem. Tam is defined by the regular man. The only reason you need the kfela is because we have to trust the guy. So since he has a reputation, he's not going to want to ruin his umnis, so we can trust him. Okay, so that's kfela. So that explains why you take a kfela. You get rid of the namonis problem. So why does Rashi hold that you have to ask him innocently? Why does Rashi hold you have to ask him innocently? So why do you need a kfela? Now, his point to Tosis, all reason for the kfela is namonis. But the point of Rashi, you don't rely on the fact that he's a kfela for namonis. Right? Because he still asks him, Mesiach lefi tumo. So why does it have to be a kfela? So apparently Rashi holds a different idea of being a kfela. Not for namonis. In other words, Rashi takes care of namonis from Mesiach lefi tumo. In other words, everybody has a problem with namonis. You can't trust the novik chum. So Tosis says that's why you take a kfela. Because now that's namonis. Right? What, I can't remember the expression right now. But so according to Tosos, the kfela is to give you namonis. But Rashi holds Mesiach lefi tumo is namonis. Right? He says it's mutter to be somech on him. Lefi tumo. But once he knows that you need the question of Issa Fahata, you can't. So what is the Issa? What is Kfela then?
So you could say that.
Right. So you could say Rashi holds that it's a different type of a taste you need. You need the refined taste that's only detectable by the refined palate. Okay, you could say that. No, I wouldn't say that. But he only gives the kfela, he only assigns the kfela the role of namonis. I mean, you could say that, but he doesn't. I'm saying if you just go by what he says, the only reason he says kfela, he says, why kfela? Because even though he's a guy, since he's a kfela, he won't lie. That's all he says. Lomari, uman lomari lenashe, as we say. Uman lomari lenashe. An uman won't hurt himself. A professional won't hurt himself. That's why you can rely on statements of people who are in the profession. Because we say they don't want to ruin their business. Okay, so you could say that. You could say the kfela is different because he has the tam that we're looking for. He knows the real tam. But the problem is you can get the problem and go further than the Gemara. Because the Gemara is like this. Amar Rava meireish have a kokoshali. I used to have a problem. I used to have a difficulty with this statement. Hadatanya, I used to have a problem with the brisa. This brisa. Kidera shebisho babosor lo yavasho bocholov. So the brisa says, a pot in which you cooked meat, don't cook milk. Vim, this is cholov this time. Vim bishol, but if you did it, bin no saint ham. It goes by taste. Truma lo yivashu b'chulin, and if it was a pot that you cooked truma in, then don't cook chulin in it. Vim bishel b'nosin tam, and if you did, it goes by the taste. Okay, that's the brisa. So now Rava says, bishlama truma toim lo kohen. So this was his problem. Rava couldn't understand the brisa. He says, I understand if it was truma, so you can have your friend the kohen taste it. Rashi, shishnei mutarin lo, because to a kohen, Truma is mutter and chulin is mutter. Right? So there's no problem of tasting it. Hatta chulin va truma. Ela basa b'cholav man toimle. So that was Rav's question. He says, the Mishnah is giving you advice. He says, the Mishnah is giving you a halacha and then advice. Halacha is, if you cook meat in the pot, you can't cook milk in the pot. But it says, and if you did it, then as long as there's no tam of the meat in the milk, it's mutter. Just like by Truma. So by Truma, the Eitzah is good, because I can go to the Kohen and tell him to taste it. Right? But by the Basar B'Cholav, who's going to taste it for me? Right? Yeah. But you see that it doesn't say you have to go to a Jewish kfela. It doesn't say you have to go to a Jewish kfela. Seems like any Jew, a Kohen, any Kohen. Any Jew is good. You know what I mean? So one second. So he says, Hashta the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Samchin la kfela amor, Hachanami Samchin la kfela amor. Yeah. It would be min b'shein amino. Truma could be, it would be min b'shein amino. It has to be some min b'shein amino. Let's say it was a vegetable and then he cooked meat. Right? So you see that that you don't need a kfela for the tam. Otherwise you should need it all the time. So what's the kfela according to Rashi? So it would seem like this. It would seem according to Rashi, let's say you just had a regular guy who's Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Right? So what would you be lacking? It seems according to Rashi, and a Jew is good. Right? It seems that Rashi's bothered with this problem. So there's a certain paradox here. Because you want the guy, on the one hand, you don't want the guy to know what you want it for, because you're afraid he's going to try to trick you, right? But on the other hand, you want a serious determination of the tam. You understand? You want a serious determination of the tam. You want a considered determination of the tam. But on the other hand, you don't want to tell him that it's important to you. You understand? So therefore, Rashi holds you need a kfeilo meisiach lefi tumo. You take the meisiach lefi tumo because you don't want him because of ne'emonus, right? You don't trust him when he knows that he needs you. But on the other hand, if it was just a regular guy meisiach lefi tumo, you wouldn't be assured that he's giving you a real important determination because it's not important. It's not so important. So apparently Rashi holds you need the kfela to make sure, since he's professional, he cares about what he tells you. Right? He's not going to just give you a casual, it's not a casual determination. It's a real professional determination. And Mesiach Lefi Tumo is so that you can trust him.
But you should need that by a Jew too, because maybe the Jew
No, but the Jew knows. You can tell the Jew, this is Issa V'Heter, and then he's going to care. See, by the Jew, you can tell him it's Issa V'Heter. Because you can trust him. And now he's going to care, and he's going to really make sure that he tastes it carefully. But by the guy, if you tell him it's important, then you have a problem with Ne'amonis. And if you don't tell him it's important, then you have a problem of him giving you a really serious determination. So according to Rashi, you need Mesiach Lefi Tumo and Kvela. But what's the machlokus really between Rashi and Tosfos? Whether kfela alone can take care of ne'emonus. That's really the machlokus. Whether you say because uman lo mari lenashe that a kfela won't lie. Rashi holds even though he's a kfela, you still have the problem of ne'emonus.
According to professional consideration, is it enough to overcome the ne'emonus problem?
Not enough. Most shitas disagree with Rashi. I mean,
because he's usher, he's going to keep it.
Right, let's go a little weiter. So now the Gemara says like this: Domar Rava. So Rava used to have this problem, but then he saw Rabbi Yochanan, and he felt it was a good solution. So Rava says like this: Omar Rabbanan b'Taima, the Omar Rabbanan b'Kfela, the Omar Rabbanan b'Shishim. Rabbanan said three things. The Rabbanan said Tom. Rashi, Bekama Makomo Shanino Benosin Tam. A lot of times the Gemara says it goes by Tam. A lot of times the Gemara says Kfela, Kidom Rav Yochanan. And sometimes the Gemara says Bashishim. The Perak Basra, the Mesech Svazar, Paskin and Hilchsa, Bacholi Surin Shabbatara, Bain Bil Basa Bacholov, Bain Shari Surin Bashishim. So there's a problem. The Gemara gives three rules. Sometimes the Gemara gives the rule of Tam. Sometimes the Gemara gives the rule of Kfela, and sometimes the Gemara gives the rule of Shishim. So Rava now put it all together. He says like this: Hilkach. So how do you put these together? How do you synthesize these three statements? Hilkach min b'she'eno mino dehetera. Rashi sheha adam yachol lahavchin taimo. So since it's min b'she'eno mino, that means two different types of foods. So now the tam of the iser will be distinct from the tam of the heter. Right? Okay, you're right. Vishneim shel heter, sheyochol ben bris letamo kigon truma v'chula. In other words, it's usher to you, but it's mutter to a kohen. So if it's min b'she'eino mino, where it's mutter to a Jew, like truma, right? So then it's tastable. The guy can taste it and notice if there's tam of the truma. And you can rely on a Jew, right? And you can rely on a Jew. So then, b'tayma. That's what the Gemara's mean when it says it's b'tam. Okay? The iser, if it's a min b'she'ena of b'tama, yati menu kohen, im ein truma, no senes tam b'chulin, yochol atav shalaf lazarim. So if the kohen tastes it and says there's no tam of truma, then the Yisrael can eat it. Right? And if it's min b'she'ena mino de isura, kigon basar b'cholov, right? She'ein ben bris yochol l'tamo. So a Jew can't taste basar b'cholov, can't taste it to see if there's tam or not. Samchim na kfela. Then we rely on the kfela. Okay? Umin b'mino, the leka lemeka mataima. And if it's min b'mino, Rashi, bein de hetera, bein de isura, the leka lahavchin taimo. So if it's two things that are the same, like for instance, you're cooking meat. Right? Two pieces of meat. So how do you have a min b'mino by two pieces of meat, one kosher, one treif? Anybody figure that out? Yeah, easy, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you have one chef to properly one without
chef. Right. One is in the vela and one is a shchuta. Same thing. Right? Two pieces of cow, two pieces of same cut of meat, but one was shechted and one was not. So there's no way to taste, there's no way to figure out by taste the presence, there's no way to detect the presence of the tam of the iser. Right? So what do you do in that case? Or Truman, and Truman Chulin could be min b'mino too, like you were asking, Morty. So what do you do in that case? Inami min b'she'ein amino de isura de leka kvela. Or if you have min b'she'ein amino, where theoretically you could determine the taste, but there's no kvela around, b'shishim. Okay, that's shishim. That's shishim. Inami min b'she'ein amino de isura de leka kvela v'kavim de l'taimei misharim b'shishim. So that's how Rava lines it up. He says once again, now what? If it's min b'sheino mino de hetera, then it goes by tam. Tam means a Jew can taste it. If it's min b'sheino mino by iser, then it goes by the kfela. And if you can't, if there's no way to determine it by tam, right, either because it's min b'mino, or there's no kfela, then it goes by shishim. So you get three rules. Yeah. Which case?
Oh,
you have to know how much fell in. You have to know at the outset how much fell in. Okay, so the Ran is an interesting question over here. Back on, this one's on Lamed Hey. The Ran is an interesting question. And we'll see, there's a lot of sheets over here with the...
You know what I'm saying?
Is it on Lamed Dalet?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
The Ran's out of order,
you're right. On Lama Dalet. So he says like this. The Ran has a question. So he doesn't understand this Gemara. He says, Ubi Gemara Amrinan, it's towards the bottom, probably like 15 lines from the bottom. Ubi Gemara Amrinan by the dot. Gabi Kfela, the Samchina na Kfela. So the Gemara here says, we're so mech on the Kfela, we rely on the Kfela. Ubi Damrinan hai lishna the Samchinan. Mashma de lekula samchin nalei. So the Ran is medayik in the lashon of the Gemara. That since the Gemara says we rely on him, he says the lashon of relying indicates a kula. That's what the Ran says. When the Gemara says samchin na kfela, it's mashma that there's a kula. Okay.
Kula in terms of what?
in terms of halacha. Right. Mashma de lekula samchin nale, that we can use him in some way that's considered a kula. Okay? Ubimayaskina. Now the Ran is having trouble finding the case where the kfela will be a kula. Right? Your problem. So he says like this. But what's the case? E de leka shishim. If we know for a fact that you don't have shishim, vade lo samchin nale. Then you certainly can't rely on him. If I know for a fact, Iran is saying, that the Isser is more than Shisha, more than 1/60th, the Kfeil is not going to help me. Why? Sharei Chachomim, Hishru Midosein, L'Shayer Kol Isur and Shebetar B'Shishim. Because that's what like Rashi calls the Hozar. The Iran holds that it was a Gzera, that this is Gzera. The Rabbanan made a Gzera, that all Isurim should be treated the same. And everything has to be shishim. So he says, once you know that you don't have shishim, it's definitely asur midraban. So the kfeil is not going to help you there. That's what the Ran holds.
So you have money.
Yeah.
Once you have shishim.
That's right. That's right. So he says, and the ika shishim below kfeil ashori. Did I skip something?
Yeah.
I skipped something. You're right. I'm sorry. Where are we? Over here? I went way too far, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But I started good, no? Did I? But my skin and either like a shishim vayel samchin and leish reicham mishum we were saying, mishar kol yisurim shabbos over shishim v'ika shishim, but my samchin nalei halake a kfeila nami misharina v'shishim. So he says, Mamanashach, if you don't have shishim. Then the kfeila won't help. And if you have shishim, you don't need the kfeila. So what does it mean? You're somech on the kfeila.
The first case
I think, you're right. I mean, the Rambam, I believe the Rambam disagrees with this Ran. The Rambam holds that l'chatzchila you can use a kfeila, you don't care about shishim. That shishim only is then when you don't have the kfeila. But the Ran doesn't learn the way. The Ran learns that once the Rabbanan instituted, once we say the Rabbanan instituted shishim, that's the din. Shishim is the din itself.
But if you don't know,
huh? Ah, okay, good. So he says like this: Elohocha kigon shelonis arev gufa iser ela pleitusol bilvada skinan. So the case is where the guf of the iser is not dissolved into the heter. Okay. It's just the tam, just tam has been exuded from the iser. Dumya de kedera. This is not the only case, but it just gives you a clear case. Dumya de kedera shebishul babasar, because that's the case in the Gemara, right? Like the case of the Gemara of the Brisa, where you have a pot that you cooked meat in. V'achakach bishul bacholov. So what are you worried about? In other words, you cooked meat in the pot, right? So there's no meat, there's no actual meat that's left. Of course, you cleaned out the pot, and you're going to use it for cholov. So you're not worried about the meat itself. You're only worried about the tam from the meat, right? That's the case where the Gemara says, "V'samach on the kfeila." Why? De'i leka kfeila misharinan bekula. If there was no kfeila, we'd have to be mishayer in the whole thing. The whole thing of what? He means the whole pot. Basically means the whole pot. Why? Because we don't know how much tam there is. Right? So we have to be machmir. We have to go, what? The biggest possible size of the tam we go by. So either the size of the original piece of meat can't be more tam than the original piece of meat, or the size of the pot can't be more tam than the pot itself. Okay, so that's what we do. So your mashayer b'shishim. If you didn't have the kfeila, you'd have to measure against the whole thing. V'chol hecha the lake of shishim bekula aser. So if there was no kfeila, we'd have to say if there's not shishim in the whole thing, it's aser. Mishim d'lo yadin on kama nofak mina, because we don't know how much came out of it. V'chi ika kfeilah. Now listen carefully to what he's saying. V'chi ika kfeilah. So let's say you have a kfeilah. V'omar lon she'ein bo tam basar. The kfeilah tells you, I don't taste any meat. Samchina nalei. Listen carefully. Demai denofik mina bottle b'shishim. He has a funny conclusion. Aval kol eicha she'gufa eser nimcha lo natsrichin l'kfeila. Di'ika shishim b'lo kfeila shari. V'ileika shishim afilu I omar lon kfeila d'leika taima osar. Inani b'sheina lo yodim shir ha'eser hanimuach. Okay, that's there. So what's he saying? What does he say in the end? He says something funny in the end. He says that what does it mean we're so mech on the kfeila? What does it mean we're so mech on the kfeila? See, what's the Ron's problem?
If he doesn't taste it, then we can rely on shishim. Then we can assume that shishim exists.
See, the problem with the Ron, the problem with the Ron is he's saying that midoraisa it goes by tam, right? Midoraisa it goes by tam. Right? Midoraisa goes by tam. So that makes sense. If you're saying tam, then it makes sense to say we take the kfeila. Because the kfeila is an instrument of tam. Right? Samchin na kfeila, because of tam. But he's saying, but once you say shishim, once you institute a din of shishim, now he's saying you're taking it out of the realm of tam. Now we're saying we don't care what the tam is. We don't care if there's tam here or not. You understand? We just go by shishim. So once you take it out of tam and say now it just goes by shishim, what place does kfeila have? That was his question. That really was his question. You understand? It's deeper. That's really his question. He's saying once you get rid of tam as being the iser, because we switched it to shishim, so how can kfeila help you? You understand? Kfeila can help you if you're searching for tam. But now what are we searching for? Now we're searching for shishim. We're searching for shishim. So what is kfeila going to do for you? You understand? That's his question. So if you have the shishim, once the rabbanan says shishim, what's kfeila going to do? If you have the shishim, it's batel. If you don't have the shishim, it's asr. Even if there's no tam, it's asr, because you don't have shishim. You understand? So how does he answer it? I mean, it's a good question. When you come back to it, it's a very good question. So what's his answer? So that's what he says. That's the lashon of somchin akfela. We're somech on the kfela. What are we somech on the kfela for? It's like a funny type of an answer. What? For shishim. That really, the only thing is shishim. That's the only thing. The bottom line is, once the chachamim instituted shishim, that's the only shear that we care about. We don't care about tam anymore. We only care about shishim. But he's saying that what? That if you're mesupik about the shishim, you can be samech on the kfeila to say that there isn't shishim. That if he doesn't taste it, then we say mestama, there's shishim. But how does that work? I mean, yeah. Good. Okay, one second. Now let's just compare this to the Rashi. See the Ron. Hold on. The Ron quote. See the Ron go a little further. He says miu afagav dar mi and the ika shishim. Below kfeila shari, right? So we say like this now. Even now we're saying that if there's shishim, you don't need the kfeila. E tame kfeila va'oma d'isbe tam asr. The time a little bottle. But if he does taste it, now even see Solomon's right. Saying because we don't get rid of tam. We're not getting rid of tam. Can't get rid of tam. But so therefore, if you even though you have shishim, if the kfeila tells you that it's usher, right, that it's tam, it's still usher because the tam is not bottle. One second. V'zeh shelo kedivrei Rashi zal shekosav v'mai the amrinan lekamon kol isur and shebatorah b'shishim v'hu de bodkine v'lo yohiv taima. So Rashi says when we say shishim is good, that's only if you checked it and there's no tam. Mashma de sfirle, v'chi amrinan de samchinan akfela, hainu bid de ika shishim. Rashi is a strange shita. Rashi says that you need both. Rashi says you need both. He says you need shishim, and you have to have the kvela taste it. You need shishim, and you have to have the kvela taste it. Velo mechuvar, doesn't make sense. The midam rinan samchin na kvela, mashma de lakula samchin na lei. Ulufi dvarv, eno bo ela leesor. The had the kol hecha, the ika shishim, I leka kvela vadai shari. The hamina mimbashin amino of leka kvela bashishim. Alright, but even according to Rashi, it would be mutter if you didn't have the kvela around. What?
Why doesn't he say that about his own shita?
So according to him, he is balakula. Why? Because you don't have to say sofek lechumra. That's what he's saying. He's saying you don't have to say sofek shishim. He says you don't have to say lechumra.
But he could still create. He could create.
But the kfela will never add a chumra. The kfela will only add iser. Because you don't have to use the kfela. You don't have to use the kfela. If you have shishim, you don't have to use the kfela.
It's only there to help you determine.
That's right. He's only the other term. Yeah. So apparently, see that apparently is machlok between the Ran and Rashi. Rashi holds kfela that shishim and tam are always separate. Shishim and tam are always separate, right? The Rabbanon added a shear of shishim. Okay, but that doesn't in any way. But the idea of tam is a separate idea, so you always need to check both. You always have to have both, according to Rashi. First, you have to know what's the difference between shishim and tam. What's the difference between shishim and tam?
Even though you don't taste it, there may still be
the substance in there.
Right, and you want to make sure shishim eliminates that possibility.
It would still be awesome. It's a difficult machlokas. I mean, Rashi saying, what's the machlokas? Rashi holds you chayev to, even though you have shishim, you still chayev to check with the kfela if you can. I mean, it's a difficult. Yes, right. So then, why is Rashi holds mutter if you don't have the kfela? I mean, it should be a suffix.
What is the Ran?
So it would seem like this. According to the Ran, definitively, it would seem like this. The Ran seems to be learning that midoraisa. I'm not sure what the Ran sheet is. Tom Kiri's Raisa. I think it is. But let's forget that. Whatever it is. The real issue is Tom, right? That's the real issue. So what is shishim? Shishim is the Rabbanon said instead of every food having its own shear of tam, right? In other words, instead of every food trying to figure out how much tam this food gives in, how much tam does meat, how much tam does vegetables, how much tam does this, that. You know, you have many, many different shiurim. So that's what he says. They were mashve the shiurim. They took a limit. They took the upper limit of normal foods, what shear they're noticing tam in. Okay? So basically, shishim is like a quantification, an objective quantification of tam. That we say if there's no shishim, there's no tam. So it's a measure of tam. Okay? Midrabanan, they instituted shishim as a measure of tam. Okay? So therefore, he holds like this, but once they instituted that shear, you can't bypass it with just having the kfela taste it. If you don't have shishim, right? If you don't have shishim, you can't bypass it with having the kfela taste it, because that would undo the whole takana. The whole takana is that there should be a certain consistency. It shouldn't be shiurim. Shouldn't be nasata devrecha l'shiurim. Shouldn't have 100 different measurements. Should be one uniform measurement, so there's no confusion. Like a regular takana, take away confusion. Yeah. So he says, but where the shear itself is in doubt, right? That's when you're somech on the kfela. We're somech on the kfela lekula to say that since the shear shishim is an objectification of tam, if there's no tam, They allowed you, if there's no shir, if you're masupik about the shishim, they allowed the kfela to substitute as a measure of the shishim itself. And that's what we're saying. Some chinun akfela, that the Rabbanon said that lechatchila they don't want to have many shiurim. Lechatchila they don't want to rely on the kfela, because then that would destroy shiurim. So they said, you have to have shishim, but if the shishim itself is in doubt, then you can use the kfela. The kfela can't override the shishim, but they instituted shishim with the kfela as a mevarer on the shishim itself. That's how they instituted it. They said, now everything goes by shishim, but the kfela can be mevarer shishim too. So if you know shishim, then the kfela has no place, because you don't need a birur, you don't need a clarification. But if shishim itself is in doubt, you can rely on the kfela as a mevarer, as a clarifier of the takana, of whether you have the shear of shishim. You understand? Right? But apparently, shishim. He's very clear on that. He says, if there's the kfela, we can say, that's what he's saying, samchinan, that the Rabbanan allowed you to be somech on the kfela for their takana. Within their takana, they instituted the kula. With the takana of shishim, since it's based on tam, they said, if you don't know whether you have shishim, you can go to the kfela to be mevarer that you have shishim. It's samchinan akfela for the shishim itself. You can't say we're somech on the kfela for tam, because that's the whole takan of shishim. The whole takan of shishim is that we don't do tam anymore. Now we have a standard of shishim. Right? So he says, when they instituted shishim, they said, but kfela can be mevarer shishim itself. Right? You see that can be where he says you do the shishim? That the kfela will tell you the shishim. But according to Rashi, apparently, There's two separate things. There's shishim is not shishim. Apparently, according to Rashi, is what?
It's another way to look.
It would seem that Rashi holds the shishim. Right. Knows that when they instituted bittul v'shishim, it would seem that Rashi holds that. That's in terms of the substance. That's in terms of the substance. That shishim is a chumrah. That aside for the tam of the Isser, you need to be mevatel the substance of the Isser.
Yeah? In the case of Kedera Shabir, Shisha.
Right, that's a good question. So what if there's no substance, if it's just tam of the thing? Like the Kedera? Right, it's a good question. They took the highest shear. No, even according to the Ran, of course, that's an umdunah. You don't have to be. The Rabbanan took a shear that you don't have to be choshish in ordinary foods that there's more than that there's shishim there. But like if you have salt, it's not potable shishim. That's what we did last time. If you had salt that was used for idolatrous purposes, anything that's a spice is not potable shishim because it still is tasteable. But shishim is given as the It's the Rabbanan said you can be somech on this, that you can rely on the fact that if there's shishim there's no tam.
And then what could come with the Doraisa?
No.
In other words, that's the way to determine.
That's the way to determine the shishim. You don't. In other words, they did it in order that you don't have to try to figure out on your own every different thing. They took the most flavorful food, not a spice but a food, and they said that gives tam of the shishim. That's the thing. If the substance is nicker, you're always worried about it. But in terms of the bittle of the substance, we'll have to see. Alright, so for the next week, let's try to look over the Rambam Shita. Take a look in Perek Yudal and Tesvav, where he talks about the Shiurim in the Machol Sesuros. Try to go through where the Rambam Shita on Tam and Kfela is. Okay? And bittle.
Where is it?
It's in the Machol Sesuros. It's in Yudal and Tesvav. It's scattered around a little bit.